So look, they just gave Keefy D, Tupac's killer, bail. I think his bail is 750,000. So we about to see what's going on with this real fast. This is Keefy D, the first person to actually snitch on himself. Or should not really. He's probably like the king snitch on my on self snitch of self snitching. Gotta be. Just we about to find out.
Alternative to set
reasonable
bail.
We
also are on for our first status check trial readiness. First of all, let's address the status check trial readiness real quick. I hesitate to ask, but how are we going on discovery?
We got a substantial amount videos, statements, reports. We've been going through that. We haven't met yet. I would like to meet, do a file review, and make sure we do have everything. But just to be honest with the court, June is ambitious. I'm not ready to say that we won't be ready for June. But just the amount of stuff and what's left, I just want to let the court know that it's going to take a lot to be ready by June.
Understood. Mr. DeJackman, where are we at with discovery? I don't know that I have any cases that are quite this discovery, have this much discovery over this many years, over this many detectives, et cetera.
The original discovery, what we had at the time of the indictment, has been supplied to the SPD, and I believe it was complete. Since that time, we've actually gotten quite a bit. In fact, the number of the exhibits attached to our opposition came in shortly after our receipt, so there is additional discovery to provide them, and I also anticipate that there will be even more discovery required between now and June.
Okay. So I think it's safe to say we're working on it.
Correct.
All right. We'll do another status check, maybe 45 days. Does that work for the parties regarding trial readiness? Okay.
Yes.
That date will be?
That's February 20th at 9 a.m.
All right. Now that that's been dealt with, let's move on to the defendant's motion for release of his own cognizance on an alternative to set reasonable bail. Mr. Arroyo.
So this must be a bail hearing for everybody. Obviously. Yeah, so this is a bail hearing for all of these motherfuckers right here. Look at my man right here with the tattoos on his face.
Is your motion. I did read your written motion as well as your reply. Anything you wanted to add or anything you want to highlight at this time?
We got to skip through this. Let's get straight to
He just says he didn't see what happened. So, you know, this doesn't corroborate. It doesn't match up with what Dwayne's saying or alleged to have said.
All right, Dwayne is the Keefy D. What is, so I guess this is Keefy D bond hearing. And according to his lawyer's cheap suit, we about to see what's going on.
In the book says, hey, we pulled up, and me and Shug, we locked eyes in this really dramatic, intense moment. And Shug's saying, no, I didn't see what happened. All right, if this was true, if this corroborated, you know, Shug and Dwayne know each other since Pop Warner days. He's going to know if Dwayne's in that car. They should have heard from him. And he did give a statement. He has cooperated with Metro before.
Cooperated.
If this court is going to, find some of these statements that are credible and you are going to consider them, the statements don't support that Dwayne actually ordered the shooting. You know, the shooting, the book and some of the interviews talk about they were going to meet up with Shakur to get the rematch, the one-on-one. And Anderson was jumped at the MGM. It was multiple members of Shakur's entourage, and it was just Anderson alone, right? So the book And some of these interviews talk about we were looking to go get the rematch, the one-on-one fight. They said when they pulled up along the car, it appeared that Shakur was reaching for a weapon. And the state says that no weapon was actually found, but Nevada, you don't need to actually, you know, find a weapon. There doesn't actually need to pull a weapon. Appearance is enough for self-defense, you know, if they appear that he was in danger. But I think here it's not far-fetched to think that Shakur had a gun. I mean, he was on parole, or he was on bail pending appeal. You know, he's a convicted felon, sexual assault. He shot two off-duty cops. This was well publicized. He was just involved in jumping Mr. Anderson in the MGM while out on bail on one of the most crowded nights at the MGM.
So this lawyer just threw the greatest rapper of all times straight under the bus. So he just threw a dead man under the bus. He called Tupac a police shooter, a criminal of SA. You know what that is. A thug. I didn't even know you could talk about dead people like that. And I didn't even know that was admissible in court. Because the guy, I hate to say it, guys, but Keefe D is going to beat this case for sure.
It's not far-fetched to think that he was going to commit an act of violence. In regards to dangerousness, I addressed this in the reply. In depth, because I was really worried when I saw this allegation that there was a green light. And that word itself is inflammatory, it scares people, and I think there was an issue that I was worried about was the media was going to pick up the word green light, and they did. And I put some of the headlines that have been run now saying Dwayne orders a green light against witnesses. If you read what the state's actually alleging, they never say that Dwayne ordered the green light, because there is no evidence of that. If you listen to the phone call...
Obviously, this is a bond hearing. Obviously. Because this lawyer is arguing his ass off. And I thought it would be a motion to dismiss hearing. But look at the black prosecutor face over here. Right over here. Look at my man face. Oh, shit. Look at him right here. He look confused. Shit. We done fucked up. We done arrested this old motherfucker. After fucking 30 fucking years, how the fuck we gonna pin the murder on this son of a bitch? What the fuck? And he's going off for interviews. So, you know you can't go off that. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. That sound good. If you stupid enough to believe anything that I say on the interview, that's on you, motherfucker. This shit entertainment. Prove it.
There's actually no threats being made, right? He doesn't even mention witnesses. There is discussion about something that was heard on the streets, that there's a green light on our side. And Dwayne's asking what? He doesn't know what it's even being talked about. And I believe the correct interpretation of that is there's a green light on our family. There's word out there that our family is in danger. Not that, hey, Dwayne ordered a green light, because that's not supported by the phone call. I know the state has listened to every single call he's made since he's been in custody. If there was a green light order, it would have been submitted. He doesn't mention witnesses, let alone threaten any witnesses during the phone call in question. You know, there was also allegations that Devonta Lee was moved because of this green light. I don't...
Now, who the fuck is this guy sitting back there with Keefe D? We need to do some research. If anybody know who this guy is, leave it in the comment section. He looked like a drug counselor. Oh, some Hell's Angel motherfucker. But if he's a lawyer, I wouldn't want him representing me. And if he is a lawyer, that means QPD got a fucking whole team. And dude kind of do look like a lawyer. So that nigga QPD in there with multiple lawyers. Who's paying for this guy's lawyers? Let me find out Vlad Bell Keefe, gonna bail QPD out to get them interviews. What y'all gonna do, y'all? Who gonna bail out QPD to get that interview?
I don't see any support for that, that he was moved because of this. As we say, it's pretty clear he's working with the FBI, that he's a federal informant that testified in one of the biggest cases, the most highly publicized cases. So it's not a surprise that the feds would step in and move him on that. But there's absolutely no threats from Mr. Davis towards Devonta Lee. As you said,
he said that QVD testified in federal court. Y'all hear that? I know y'all all heard that, and I'm not rewinding it. He said QVD testified in federal court. So when he was out there on Art Channel and the Art of Dialogue, when he was on Vlad, when he was on Cam Capone, with all them, everywhere he was at, even Greg Caden, that nigga straight lied, y'all. He lied to everybody. Why nobody never brought up the fact that he actually testified? He said that he took the fall so that nobody else went down. But in court, they just literally said he testified in federal court. Who did he testify on? And how come Vlad didn't know this? And how come Greg Caden and Bomb First and all the other people who actually was involved in this Tupac saga never said that Keefe D testified?
Lee is younger, he's a violent gang member. You know, if anything, it's Davis and his family that should be worried about Mr. Lee. There was also an email addressing another witness where they said that I was going to give a statement to Mr. Davis' son, and that once the public knew about that statement, the witness was done. As I said in my reply, we're talking about YouTube. And I asked the court to Google the name and see how many interviews this witness has done. This isn't a surprise. It wasn't like we got this discovery. We're learning about stuff that wasn't out there in the public. This witness has been given YouTube interviews for, you know, years. And he didn't even testify at the grand jury. But this is all about this YouTube world where all these people are coming in and they're giving these stories. And as I said, this isn't, I don't know if you're familiar with wrestling. This is WWE.
Okay, we're going to get down to the bottom of this. He said it's a YouTube world and somebody's a witness. Obviously, Keefe D is not the witness because he's the defendant. Possibly witness too because he was in the car, but I don't believe in this. This is what they're talking about. They're saying YouTube wrestling world. In other words, why does the prosecutor over here, why does his face look like he want to be on the other side with this guy, with Keefe D lawyer? But anyway, he said pretty much a YouTuber went to the grand jury. Now we already know that Reggie Wright said that they called him. I think he went to the grand jury or something like that. And Reggie Wright is the OG guy from Bomb First. He was Shug Man and all that. Is he talking about Reggie Wright? Is he talking about Vlad? Is he talking about Art of Dialogue? Or Art, whatever the fuck, Cam, Capone, whoever the fuck, who is he talking about?
This YouTube life,
this YouTube life.
This isn't real life. These people, Dwayne knows these people in real life. They have each other's numbers. If you look at the statement from Reggie Wright Jr., he says, hey, yeah, on these YouTube interviews, I talk bad about Dwayne, but hey, I have his number.
He literally just named Reggie Wright Jr. in court. That's mad weird. That's mad fishy. Reggie Wright Jr. was the head of security for Death Row. He was also Suge. childhood friend, and then I don't know if he quit. I believe he quit his job as a Compton police officer and became the head of Death Row Security. But in other words, he policeman. No matter how you look at it, he's law enforcement. But as far as what he say, what if you ever watch Reggie Wright, they over there at Bomb First, Reggie Wright, whatever the fuck, he act like he willing to testify. This guy right here is acting like Reggie Wright. It's like WrestleMania, like they just lying to sell views. Is that true, guys?
I try to hook him up and try and get him paid on some of these interviews. I mean, these guys, you know, Dwayne's 60 years old. These guys are old now. They're grandfathers. They're trying to do these interviews, trying to make money. Nobody's going to click. Nobody's going to watch if they're on there reminiscing while at the park with their grandkids. Conflict sells, and that's what they're trying to do. They get on these interviews. They puff their chest. They're trying to get clicks.
This lawyer is good.
There was also the witness list, and there was an issue with the witness list. You know, I don't know if that should be characterized as a witness list. If you see how old that document is, it's from like 1996. It's a list of people that were raided back in Compton when this incident first happened. This wasn't any surprise to Dwayne. Dwayne knew everybody on there. Half of the people on that list aren't involved in the case. Half the list are dead, or half Dwayne knows already. So this wasn't, I mean, he gives, the list makes it to his son, right? We don't know how it got there. There's an allegation that maybe his prior attorney gave it to him, which seems likely since it has the attorney's phone number on it. And
not his attorney.
Well, his, the person that was going to be his attorney before conflict was found. All right.
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is Keefe D CIA? Was he used by the government? I know it sounds mad stupid, but it's just, well, some weird stuff is going on. Number one, we already know Keefe D is a tattletale. He right. One thing we don't know is if he's the nigga that shot Tupac. We don't know who shot Tupac. He could sit there and say Orlando did it all day. And the streets could say that. But this one thing we know in our mind. Common sense or streets. Let me think. I gotta slow down. Did Keefe D shoot Tupac? And did he lie and say it was Orlando? Because Orlando was dead already. I don't think the other fat dude was dead. I know they said it was some big fat hands sticking out the car. Yeah, the hand was Keefe D. That's why Keefe D is really mad. You feel me? See, Vlad and Reggie Wright, I think Reggie know. Reggie know and Suge know. You know what they know? They know it wasn't Orlando. It was Keefe D who really shot Tupac. Think about it. You the big homie, right? You in the car. Nephew get shot. I mean, get jumped. One thing, don't let these people fool you and make y'all think that the big homies don't put in work. Don't make it think like, oh, he's the godfather. He was sitting back and he passed the gun over. Because according to him, he said, yeah, I had the gun. I passed the gun over, such and such and such. And then Orlando shot over the fat nigga, whatever the fat dude name was. And then he shot out the car. And then he said he caught eye contact with Suge. So guess what? So in other words, you mean to tell me there's another nigga behind you shooting, but Suge is looking at you. The only reason why Suge looked at Keefe D and caught eye contact with him because Keefe D was the shooter. Duh. The fuck?
But this isn't rare. I mean, all of our defendants want their families to have their discovery. There was no threats actually made. There's nothing out here where they just said, hey, go find these witnesses. Like I said, none of them are even, I mean, none of them were called to the grand jury. The majority of them aren't even involved in the case. This is a list from 1996, people that were raided in connection with the investigation.
So I think it's safe to say we're working on it.
It's not far-fetched to think that he was going to commit an act of violence. In regards to dangerousness, I addressed this in the reply in depth because I was really worried when I saw this allegation that there was a green light. That word itself is also the witness list, and I don't, there was an issue with the witness list.
It's clearly a proffer, right? It's not immunity. It's a proffer, meaning that
okay,
we can't
on,
use his statements outside.
If he is released on with bail or monitoring that he is going to flee, he will return. If he was going to run, he would have did it back in the summer when he was served with the Markham notice.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Arroyo. I understand your request. State, I'm going to turn to you to address the issues that were brought up, including the lack of corroboration and the fact that, you know, if we're taking his statements at face value, they include some sort of baked-in lesser charge.
Yes, Your Honor, just so the court's aware, I was planning on handling the primary argument, and then Mr. Giacomo is going to deal with the supplement that we thought regarding the dangerousness and the green light.
So you're going to address if there's proof evident presumption positive as well as the majority of the factors. Mr. Giacomo is going to address bail factor 6 or 7.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Your Honor, in listening to defense counsel's argument, one of the things he said is there are all these inconsistencies, but there is one constant that Mr. Davis has consistently admitted to being the architect of the murder of Tupac Shakur. The state's position is
I'm going to save all of us some time. Whoever's in charge of the Nevada Las Vegas prosecution office, fire these guys immediately. Because the whole point is to clout chase, is to say you orchestrated the hit. That's the whole point. That's what the fucking lawyer was just arguing. That is all entertainment. The only thing that's not entertainment is Keefe D did it himself. He actually got away with killing that nigga. And that's why he mad at Pac and Zip. You know what I'm saying? And he started snitching like a motherfucker. Because that nigga was trying to keep... He lied on his nephew, man. The big dude, Big Jake... I mean, not Big Jake. Rest in peace, Big Jake. That's Shook Man. The fat dude that was in the car is supposed to be Keefe D, Orlando, and some fat nigga, right? And Orlando allegedly... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This how you know Keefe D's story was full of shit. Damn, this is common sense. Keefe D said he was sitting in the back seat. No. My bad. Keefe D said, wait a minute. How many niggas was in the car? I ain't got time to look at to see how many niggas was in the car. But I don't believe Keefe D, honestly. If anything, yeah, when you the big homie, the big crip, the big, the, you know what I mean? You ain't even going to put nephew on the dummy mission because you're going to be mad that they even did that. Yo, I passed the gun to the back. If Suge was on my side, I would have shot him. That's what he said in all the interviews. Or he said that to Greg Caden. Bro, that's his nephew, right? You think his nephew gave a fuck that he told on him? The nigga's dead. That's probably why Keefe D did it himself. And he actually didn't, like, right? According to, you would have thought he kind of got away with murder, but not really. We about to see how all of this shit play out. But Keefe D was the shooter. And the finesse was to put it on Orlando the whole time. Orlando dead. Nephew, you can act like you did that, man. You know what I mean? If this is my nephew, all that, he was a shooter, Orlando, oh, he was about that. Okay, so what? He ain't the only one that shoot people. You feel me? Even if he said he did it, right? Say Orlando said he the one that, look, this is how you knew it was weird. Number one is, you mean to tell me Orlando Anderson or whatever the fuck, the dude that killed the one that they blamed to kill Tupac, he also went to testify on Suge Knight's behalf right after that for Suge Knight's parole hearing or whatever, when Suge Knight got violated. Suge Knight went to jail right after the Tupac shit. So you mean to tell me this nigga was that stupid to go there and testify for the 60,000 knowing that you actually did the murder? That don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, ain't no murderer that bold to go to court on behalf of the nigga you tried to kill. That ain't ever gonna happen in history. You feel me? And look, the Orlando Anderson kid, the nigga even came out, he thought he was gonna be a rapper, right? The nigga did a live interview. I ain't even going to it because we already on this shit, but hold on, I'm gonna skip through this shit. But the nigga did a live interview on ABC. What murderer goes on ABC and do a live interview? Oh, I know what, the nigga that didn't do it. I would go up there if I know I didn't do it to keep what? The heat off who? His fucking uncle. Damn, yo. Mission solved. Keefy D, you owe me, nigga. Because I solved this shit. Did he know Keefy D really did it? Ain't no Orlando, nobody did that shit. Keefy did it. And Keefy D put it on Orlando because nephew was dead. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nephew did that.
Is that the proof is evident and the presumption is great. Now, there's reference to this case being 15 years old in terms of the statements, but the 2008, if you listen to it, is clearly a proffer, right? It's not immunity, it's a proffer, meaning that we can't use his statements outside of that room unless he disavows or says that he was lying in making those statements.
That shit holds no merit today. That 2008 proffer holds no merit, and that's in another state. What he told them could have been all lies for that situation. What he's dealing with today in 2024 has nothing to do with the prophet. I'm just sitting there saying, I don't even think that should be admissible if Keefy D go to trial. This is actually a weak-ass case. It's a clout-chasing case. But if you ask me, because I got common sense and I can see straight through it, Keefy D did it. It's him that actually did the shit, y'all. Straight up. Nobody alive was in the car. That's in the car. But this nigga, the bad guy always finish last. Never forget that. And that's why Suge sitting there saying, Keefy ain't do it, free Keefy D. Reggie Wright, I think he want Keefy to go to jail. But I also think he know for sure it was Keefy D. I just said why I was. Like, get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Yeah, you done, son, I got a nephew. You think if niggas jump my nephew, I'm going to let my nephew put in the work? Anybody out there on YouTube, if your nephew or your son, your fucking sister get jumped and they're in the car, you gonna really let them do it themselves? He's supposed to be the big Southside Crip nigga. You ain't gonna let the little homie do it. Watch out, nephew. I got this shit. Cause that's just that. This is my fucking sister's son, nigga. I got this shit. Move out the way. You done fucking jump my nephew, nigga. Move. And Suge was looking right at Keefy D in the eyes when Keefy D was shooting. And Keefy D went on this campaign selling books and shit. Yo, you think Keefy D stupid enough to actually talk about a murder publicly? You know why he was talking about it publicly? Because he knew he did it, and he knew he had put it on nephew. So I might as well sell the book, nigga, and profit off the shit and tell the real story, because right now they think Orlando did it. But it was never Orlando, my nigga. It was Keefy the whole time. And I'm going to skip through the shit because he got bail. Let's see what's going on.
The police about this situation. Mr. Davis then has a conversation with his son, and his son requests that list from Mr. Davis, and he says, well, I can get it to you, or maybe Mr. Westbrook can get it to you. I don't believe from the nature of that picture that Mr. Westbrook provided it to Dwayne Davis Jr. I believe, because of the way you see the folds in the paper, that Mr. Davis mailed that list to his son. What was the purpose of mailing that list of 39 gang members who allegedly provided information to the police about this homicide? Then you have the phone call. And I agree with Mr. Arroyo. Mr. Davis, I'm not the newspaper, I'm not the media, and God knows if I were writing the stories, I'd get it correct. I never alleged that Mr. Davis issued a green light. What happens is, there's a discussion, and Detective Mogg's here. You can have Mr. Mogg put under oath and talk about the number of times they discuss this list and that these people are people that have provided information to the police. And then there's a phone call in which Mr. Jr., Dwayne Davis Jr., tells his father, hey, I got some news for you, that there is a guy, and there's some confusion on Mr. Davis's part about He's put out a green light, which in Mr. Davis's own words means an order to kill on our side. I took that statement to mean that anybody on that list who was a Southside Crip was in risk of being killed. They take it as, oh, no, they're going to kill a bunch of Southside Crip people. They put a green light, the mob put a green light on us. Well, if that's true, then why is Mr. Davis's reaction during that phone call so excited and happy about the fact that there's been a green light issued and that we were born in war and this is war and all those other things? Why is he so excited about that if him and his family members are about to be killed? I then gave the court the high-ranking mob Piru members' statement to police. Yes. All these people have been on YouTube, and none of them are at risk of any danger because everybody apparently could be on YouTube. But nobody knew that this member had spoken to Detective Mock. More importantly, he gives a crucial piece of corroboration that nobody knew, which is that he is at 662, he sees the white Cadillac, and that he knew that Southside was present at 662 prior to the homicide of Tupac.
He's talking about Marv James. He's talking about you, Marv. He got Marv James looking like a straight snitch right now. Allegedly. Marv James just did an interview on Vlad TV where he was talking about Keefe D. And he straight lied to Vlad. And I did another, I posted on my Instagram, Fly Kai Media page, WAC 100 interview with Vlad, where Vlad, if you ever see this shit, I know you were scared to bring the proof that WAC did get knocked the fuck out by J-Rock. That's number one. It's on my Instagram page. I got the foot WAC sitting there telling lies. See, Vlad didn't do a good interview then because Vlad usually press niggas. Vlad knew that WAC got knocked out, but fuck all that. Marv James was on Vlad, and Vlad asked Marv James about the police coming. One thing about Vlad is honest. Vlad said, yo, they pressing him for, they want the hard drives, they want the footage of the KPD interviews, blah, blah, blah. Vlad said he fighting that shit. Marv James went up there and said they came to talk to him. Whatever. But he told them, yo, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm raising my grandkids, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, according to the prosecutor, you snitching, my nigga. And you willing to snitch, and you're a witness.
Shakur, meaning he's a critical piece of corroboration. And why is that important? Yes, everybody has said this in social media from 2017 on. But you now know that every single fact that every witness has reported since 2017 on YouTube was reported by Dwayne Davis in 2008 and 2009, which means every witness on YouTube has corroborated what he said in an...
This is a stupid-ass argument for the prosecution, straight up, because he had already spoken to Greg Caden and them in 2008. So he just said in 2017, everybody corroborated what Keefe D said in 2008. Yeah, because Greg Caden made it, they recorded the conversation and made it public. That's why. But he's leaving that part out. You get where I'm coming from? So what the fuck, like that don't make any sense. If, of course, we all the people from 2017 is corroborating what Keefe D said in 2008, because that fucking video or movie or book Greg Caden did was out. So everybody was referencing that, and we all heard the tape. But guess what? What Greg Caden didn't know was he did the murder, and he put it on Nephew because Nephew was dead. That nigga was scared as a motherfucker at that point. He started telling everything. It got so bad that he even was wearing wires to go get Zip because he know he did the shit himself. You know what I'm saying? And what's funny is, karma's a mother. See, if Keefe D gets convicted for the Tupac murder, it ain't got nothing to do with evidence or anything like that. Because it's really like, it's almost impossible to convict somebody with no DNA and all of this stuff and then convict him off of his word. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Who will be stupid enough to actually say the stuff that Keefe D said? Unless, like I said, once again, I would say that shit. Yo, yeah, I was in the car. Man, nephew did that shit, man. I seen it. Yeah, because I really did the shit, motherfucker. That's why I'm going to sit there and say all of that shit to make sure y'all don't charge me for actually being, he's at the crime scene. So since you don't, admit, y'all get what I'm trying to say. Being that he at the crime scene, nigga, I already admitted that I was at the crime scene. I'm not going to tell you I did the murder, but what I will tell you is my nephew did it. Simple as that.
Admissible statement that we now know is admissible to Detective Dan Long in 2009. And why those witnesses are so important is because there is no defense at this point to this particular crime based upon the statements he's made in 2007.
Yo, any statement that somebody made over 18, 19 years ago could never be admissible in the court of law. I don't see how. I'm just sorry. I definitely don't see how. You don't even know if. He can easily say, yeah, you know what's so crazy is he can easily say he was under the influence of what? Alcohol or drugs when he made all of those statements. That was 20 years ago. Then what you got to say then?
And in 2009.
What his son is talking about in that phone call. He's not making any threats. He's not saying, oh yeah, good. Make sure that gets carried out. He's saying, what? What are you talking about? Huh? He can't even.
Obviously, we didn't hear it. Oh, I skipped through it, but they got a green light on some snitch motherfuckers. And it's a snitch motherfuckers. It's Reggie Wright, probably, and fucking Marv James or somebody. That's the green light. There you go. And this nigga, the son talking reckless on the jail phone, Keefe D questioning, what you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. What? Let's see.
I really hear what's being said. And, you know, I hope the court has listened to that phone call, because I think the way that Mr. Jamal is saying, but his history is relevant to a self-defense claim if we go to trial on that issue, all right? What is known about him, what his violent history, it's very public, his violent history, what was known at the time. He's in rap songs bragging about being a mob, high roof blood member. He's going to kill all his rivals. I mean, this is stuff that was known to public. It is relevant to a self-defense claim. I'm not trying to desecrate his name in any way, but it is relevant for this court.
But you just did. You just disrespected the dead. You just shitted on Pac. But the judge looked like a Pac fan, so she's going to give Keefe D bail. Either that or the government got Tupac.
I don't believe this is as far behind him based on what I've heard as the defense makes it seem. I think this is a factor that weighs for the state. His prior record is significant but old. He's not been successful on supervision. This is a factor that weighs for the state. The identity of responsible members of the community who would vouch for the reliability of him. We do have a note from his neighbor attached. However, that note reveals that the neighbor doesn't know anything about him, and that's mainly the gist of the note, is that she didn't know that he had this background. Ultimately, this is a factor that weighs for the state. We don't have responsible people vouching for Mr. Davis's credibility and character. The nature of the offense, the probability of connection, the likely sentence. Overall, I find the nature of the offense is obviously the most serious that we face in the criminal justice system. The likely sentence here is very high given the existing law at the time when this offense was committed. Probability of conviction, one of the biggest things in evaluating cases. Does the defendant give a statement? Yes. Yes, he gives many statements here that connect him to this crime. And so I think that's a factor that weighs for the state. When we talk about the nature and the seriousness of danger to any victims or other people in this case, as the state has indicated, this could be very high. There are lots of people who are still scared of him, even in 2022. There are credible threats being made. I don't believe that the FBI is stepping in and providing coverage or assistance for people in situations where they don't think it's a credible threat. And then finally, the likelihood of additional criminal conduct. I find that this weighs for the state, as laid out by Mr. Giacomo regarding the jail calls. Although not explicit, they do cause the...
They're trying to do my boy dirty. And he ain't my boy. I mean, they're trying to do that nigga dirty.
Court concern, possibilities of failure to appear. I do find, ultimately, he didn't flee when he was served with this Markham notice. I do know he wasn't entirely cooperative as he didn't sign that Markham notice. And I think at the end of the day, the fact that he didn't leave at that point sort of speaks to the fact that despite this evidence being out there, it took quite some time for it to be charged, and he probably thought that there was no likelihood that it was charged this time as it wasn't charged in the past. So I find this to be a neutral factor. Overall, I find there's no non-monetary conditions that could ensure the community safety as well as Mr. Davis's return to the court. The bail here will be set as a detention order. The court does have to give credence to the defendant's repeated insistence that he was involved in this horrible death. While I am concerned about his medical issues, those can be handled by CCDC. If any issues arise, let me know. I'm going to set bail at $750,000 with a source hearing as well as house arrest.
She set his bail at $750,000. So Tupac murderer got bail. Now, will he make bail? Yes or no? Only one way to find out.